On a Tuesday afternoon, if we can't take time to play chasey and hide and seek with a bear, then there's something wrong. I'm talking about a beautiful new book by Canberra-based writer Emma Gold, and it's illustrated by Craig Phillips, and it's called Megumi and the Bear. And Emma Gold joins me in the studio. Great to see you.
Lovely to be here.
Gosh. On a Tuesday, it is just a delight, this book. It's beautiful, and it's very wintry. It's gorgeous snow and snowflakes. Now, it came about in a slightly unusual way.
It did. I mean, normally with a picture book, the author writes the story and the publisher then commissions illustrations. So I don't think most people know that an author doesn't actually get to choose the illustrator. But in this case, Craig Phillips is a good friend of mine, and he'd been in Hokkaido, Japan, and he saw this little girl playing in the snow, and he created this character and a little bear. And he sent me a couple of illustrations that he'd done, and they were just so gorgeous, and the characters were so vivid that this story just started pouring from me. So those original illustrations are not in the book because I think I took the story in a direction Craig wasn't necessarily expecting. But the illustrations in this case were
the
starting point.
That must have been something for him to take on board then, if you came back and went, oh, actually, I'm taking the story in a completely different direction.
Well, he didn't have a story as such.
Okay.
The illustrations...
Just an observation.
Well, they were of this little girl and this bear playing in the snow. And that is how the story starts, but they're not necessarily as the original illustrations were. So it was a very collaborative process and really wonderful to work with a friend. And the illustrations are just so gorgeous.
It is. It's magical. So it's this beautiful picture book, and I'm looking at just, you know, white with trees with bits of snow, and Megumi hides carefully and tries to make her breathing quiet, but the bear always finds her. It's a very cute bear.
My 6-year-old son says that's because the bear sniffs her out.
Oh, now that's smart. And you're saying, Emma, you're a writer, but this is a book that your children are delighted.
They, yes, they're not
now
really
understand
interested
what you
in
do
ones.
Now, do they?
Yeah. They're very interested in this one. And my daughter, who's now 10, I mean, this is really a book for sort of 2 to 7-year-olds, but she's my self-appointed publisher. And takes posters around everywhere and made a meeting with the principal to promote the book.
And what did she say that the book is about? I'd love to hear it pitch.
Oh, I don't know, because I wasn't at that meeting.
But when you hear her talking about
she's very eloquent. Oh, well, she says the story is really fun, and then it's sad because the bear disappears, and that makes her feel really sad, but then he comes back in the end. So it's all good, she says.
There's a hibernation process going on.
It is. I think some of the children understand that and some of them don't. So Megumi and the bear, they play and they do all these joyful, wonderful things together, and then he disappears.
Well, actually, I was an adult worried.
Yeah.
When he went, I went, oh, no, it's an environmental disaster tale or something.
No. But, you know, Megumi longs for him to return. I think all children can relate to that sense of longing when they've lost something or they're missing something. And so, and it's also about hope and not giving up. And he does come back at the end.
And just pure joy. Megumi and the bear dance together. They spin round and round until Megumi gets so dizzy that the trees tip into each other's arms. Wild happiness zings in her chest. It's pretty gorgeous.
Yeah, I had a great time writing it, I must say. I think, you know, people often think that picture books are just very easy to write because they're only, you know, 500 words or so. But actually, you know, even though I wrote the first draft very quickly, you then agonise over every word and every punctuation mark. And the rhythm is so important in a picture book when you're reading aloud to a child. So... yeah, you work on it very hard to get it all exactly right, you hope.
And is Craig thrilled now with the story? Is he thrilled with the whole process?
Yeah, we're both thrilled with it. We're both absolutely thrilled with it. It's such a beautiful book. Yeah. And, we're very proud of it. And it's lovely to be sharing it with other people now because, in fact, the story... well, the illustrations he first sent to me, it's almost 7 years ago now, and it's been a long road to publication because we had both an agent and a publisher tell us that the book wouldn't sell because of the snow. You know, this idea that we don't have snow in Australia, so snow doesn't sell. And it wasn't until I met Sue Whiting from Walker Books who immediately said, oh, no, we love the story, we love the illustration, we love the snow.
Well, in fact, there was a book called Snow that I had as a child, a picture book called Snow, and I loved it.
Yeah.
The fact that because I didn't know what snow was, I think I was fascinated.
That's right. I mean, I thought it was such a strange idea because I think even children who've never been to the snow, it has this magical, even for adults, I think, you know, it has this magical practical quality to it. And I remember when we got this rejection from the first publisher, my daughter's favourite book was a Glenda Millard book called Katio's Cloth, and that's the snow on every page, you know. So, yeah, I found it a strange concept.
But, they have funny prejudices, don't they, publishers?
There are
Canberra's had it for years. Yes. Oh, no, books about Canberra don't sell.
Yeah, well, that's right. There are these ideas in publishing that certain things just don't sell. And until you have a book that disproves that, you know, these kind of ideas prevail. So I hope we're going to prove that agent and that publisher absolutely wrong.
That'd be tremendous. I always loved the story of that famous luncheon of all the publishers who knocked back Harry Potter.
Yes.
Apparently they have a yearly lunch.
Oh, I mean,
they console
themselves. Many stories like that in publishing. I mean, you know, yeah, endless number of stories.
Has it been published at this time of the year because of the winter season?
Well, yes. I mean, it's a good time of year for the book to come out, you know, with its snowy theme. And then it ends in spring, of course, when the bear comes back.
I'm looking at Megumi with, a handful of daisies and flowers, of spring flowers. It's just gorgeous. She starts to forget how they danced and laughed and flew through the sky together. Oh, yes, there's a moment when the adult reader takes a bit of an intake of breath, going, oh dear, the bear. Megumi and the Bear is the name of the beautiful picture book we're talking about, and it's by Emma Gold, who's with me in the studio, who's a Canberra-based writer and illustrated by Craig Phillips, who lives in New Zealand.
He's in New Zealand now, yes. Okay. He was in Sydney, but now in New Zealand.
All right, and it will be formally launched when?
It's going to be launched on Saturday, this Saturday at Paper Chain, and then in Sydney in July. But we've got all sorts of wonderful things for the kids. We've got goodie bags and teddy bears to give away, and we've got craft.
Non-commercial ABC, but
yes. won't mention any names.
No. And Emma, in terms of you're also finishing off a novel, or you finished the novel, or tell me about your...
Yes, still sort of under wraps at the moment, but I have just finished a novel that I've been working on for a very long time. So that's in a bit of an editing process at the moment. But, you know, it takes such a long time from when a book's accepted to when it's published, so hopefully you'll see that within a year or two.
So you've had a really busy time.
I have, yes. I've been very busy, but it's been brilliant.
From Invisible Thread of course. And that's another one, if I'm urging everyone to take Canberra books instead of a bottle of wine these days for dinner.
What a good idea.
Yeah. Meanjin, have you read the Canberra issue of Meanjin? I said, well, you know, just take a copy of Meanjin, take Invisible Thread, don't you
think?
That's
an excellent idea.
And say, look, this is what our city has inspired and produced.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, The Invisible Thread, I mean, that's 100 years of our best writing. So, yeah, that's a great idea. Take it instead of a bottle of wine.
There was such a thrill at the launch. You looked out and you saw all those faces of those writers in the crowd, and you thought, oh gosh, I know a lot. You know, it was one of those moments of you think I am privileged.
I mean, I felt I'm going to look back on this moment in years to come and think I was there, you know, with all of these incredible writers. It was,
I helped Blanche Dolpuget get up in her very high heels onto quite a high stage, and I thought, spring in Blanche, she dealt with it, you got up there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, congratulations on what is a delight, Megumi and the Bear. It's a beautiful picture book for two through to...
to about seven.
And don't be scared of the snow, because it's, you know, it looks so inviting and so gorgeous. Emma Gold, great to see you. Thanks so much.
And you, thank you, Alex.
And we'll hear about the novel soon.
Thank you.
In the process that it takes. Emma Gold and the Megumi and the Bear is illustrated by Craig Phillips.